Hello, little friends. Welcome to story time. Today we have a very special mystery story about detective twins Maya and Marcus and the curious case of the disappearing socks. Are you ready for an adventure? Let's begin. Maya and Marcus were twin detectives who loved solving mysteries together. One morning, they noticed something very strange happening in their house. Every time their mom did the laundry, socks would mysteriously disappear. The twins decided to investigate this puzzling case. They put on their detective hats and grabbed their magnifying glasses. Maya found a notebook to write down clues while Marcus looked for evidence around the laundry room.
Let's find clues. I'll check the floor. Look at the machines. I'm on it.
They decided to hide behind the laundry baskets and watch what happened during the next wash cycle. As the washing machine rumbled and the dryer tumbled, they heard something very unusual. It sounded like tiny giggles coming from inside the dryer. When the dryer stopped, Maya bravely opened the door to peek inside. To their amazement, they discovered a tiny secret tunnel at the very back of the dryer. The tunnel glowed with a soft, colorful light that seemed to dance and shimmer.
I'm going to peek inside.
Be careful, Maya.
Look, a secret tunnel.
Whoa.
The detective twins looked at each other with excitement and decided to crawl through the magical tunnel together. As they crawled deeper, the tunnel grew brighter and more colorful. Soon they could hear cheerful voices and happy laughter echoing ahead. When they emerged from the tunnel, Maya and Marcus couldn't believe their eyes. They had discovered a secret sock kingdom with tiny houses made entirely of colorful socks. Mismatched socks were walking around, playing games, and building new sock homes everywhere. A friendly red-striped sock with button eyes hopped over to greet them. "Welcome to Sock Village," he said with a big smile. "I'm Stripes, the mayor. We're so sorry for taking socks from your laundry, but we were just lonely and wanted to make new friends." Maya and Marcus learned that the Lonely Socks had been building this cozy village to have a place where all mismatched socks could belong. The twins felt sorry for the socks and had a wonderful idea. They suggested that the Sock Village could be friends with their family instead of hiding. The Sock Villagers loved this idea. They agreed to return to the laundry room and only take socks that were already mismatched or old. Maya and Marcus promised to visit their new sock friends every week and bring them stories and games to share together. From that day forward, the great sock mystery was solved. Maya and Marcus had made wonderful new friends and learned that sometimes the best mysteries have the happiest endings. Their family never worried about missing socks again, knowing they were safe in Sock Village. And that's the end of our mystery adventure. Maya and Marcus learned that working together and showing kindness can solve any problem. Now it's time for sweet dreams. Close your eyes, sleep well, and we'll see you next time for another exciting story. Bye-bye.